What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Oh, more rain. We did have one nice day yesterday in Bismarck, Mandan. Fairly decent around across most of the state. This hour in Fargo, 53, Grand Forks, 52, Tioga, 56, also in Williston and Bismarck, Mandan this hour. We're sitting at 61 degrees. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Steve. And by the way, this shoot shall pass, is what I'm trying to say here. Yeah, it looks like the showers and thunderstorms are going to roll on out of here.
I feel bad for the farmers.
80 degrees today. So.
Yeah, I'm back to thunderstorms on Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. I was looking all over the place, and the bit of progress that I think we all can smile about is that there will be some nice days today, this week rather, without rain, you know. So, that's a progress. You know, we've had a few hours of nice over the last couple of weeks, but not a whole day nice. And it looks to me everybody's going to get at least a day or two nice in the first part of the week here. So that's pretty good. And set the rain aside and everything else. But today's not that day. Little fits and starts. But it looks to me like Bismarck sunshine, 80 degrees, and the showers ending about noon. And Fargo's supposed to be 77 today, mostly sunny after, you know, fits and starts with the showers. And Minot, 74 after the showers and the thunderstorms. Oil Patch, kind of same thing. So can we stop complaining about the weather now? It is what it is. We can't change it.
I just feel bad for the farmers. It's good for the ranchers, though. It's good for the ranchers. But, gee, it'd be awfully nice if they had a farm bill, wouldn't it be?
I ran into a fellow this weekend at church. He came up to me and said, you know, that new program that you and Steve Bakken are doing is just fantastic. And I said, well, thank you. That's very nice of you. What's the best part of it? He said, the wisdom of those callers. And I said, I agree. I mean, no matter what we throw at them, they've got a solution. So it's just an attaboy and attagirl for the fine listeners of What's on Your Mind on 550K Fire. 550, it wasn't my dad, no. Rest his soul, it was not my dad. It was someone I'd known from years ago at UND, but that I didn't know. Just came up and off.
That was awfully nice.
550K Fire, 910 KCGB, AM 1100 The Flag Fargo, AM 1090 The Flag in the Bakken, and also KLTC 1460 is what brings us to listeners all across the Northern Plains, and it is a good reminder for us to thank you, our listeners, and also motivate you to get off the sidelines. That was kind of the nice thing about last week. You know, a lot of folks outraged about some things the government is doing good. That's what awakens those elected leaders to realize the sleeping giant is watching. So you're the sleeping giant. Just awaken and realize that no matter what we throw at you in the way of an issue, you can fix it. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. The issues of the day, we put them in front of you. You, the experts, the fine folks that get up every day and put one boot on it at a time and go to work are the ones that can solve it all. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So what's on your mind today, Scott?
I was going to ask you. It was a long weekend, and I wanted to ask you what was on your mind.
I want to talk about a couple of things. One is we're going to have later in the program, some experts, guests that can provide some expertise, I guess. The experts are the callers, right? But the guests will provide some expertise in the area of crime. We have the sheriff and we have a police chief in to talk about crime being up. Because last week, we were talking a little in our normal or nuts segment about whether or not folks who think crime is a problem in North Dakota are normal or they're nuts. And we kind of decided that there's more crime, but it's proportionate to the fact there's more of everything. So we're going to bring in the experts to talk about that. But it's hard to read headlines like this one in the Williston Herald today, 3 killed, 5 injured in series of rural crashes, and not say, you know, lives are being impacted from the amount of activity that's going on. What can we do about it? And we're going to talk about crime with our experts, but I also want to talk about with our listeners, what should we do about this? And specifically, here's an example of one of the particular accidents. Okay, this is 7:30 a.m. Friday near Stanley Highway 8. You got a fellow from Minot, 36 years old, driving a 2012 Kenworth, pulling a tanker trailer. You have a woman from Hartford, South Dakota, 40-ish, following behind the semi in a 1990 Chevrolet pickup. About 3 miles north of Stanley, this fellow slows his semi down to take a turn. The woman driving the pickup did not slow down, slams the Chevrolet into the back of the tanker truck, into the back of the trailer, the tanker. So both of them transported to the hospital, Stanley Ambulance Service, Stanley Hospital, then flown by air to Minot with all kinds of damage. Another accident, two Montana men killed when a van crashed into the motorcycles the men were riding on a highway near Trenton one night last week. This was Thursday night, actually, Highway 1804. 20-year-old from Fairville, Montana, 18-year-old from Roundup, Montana, riding their motorcycles west on 1804, 6 miles from Trenton. And at the same time, you got a van, 1985, being driven by Joshua Everett, 36 years of age, from Fort Worth, Texas. And a 2013 Kenworth semi with a tanker trailer heading east on the highway. The van pulls into the westbound lane in an attempt to pass the truck. When he moves into the westbound lane, the driver pulls in front of a Harley-Davidson being driven by one of the two I mentioned, and the van hit both motorcycles, throwing the two from the bike, and, of course, they were killed.
Now, there's another one this weekend. I don't know if you heard about this one over in the oil patch. A Hummer was following or was traveling. Semi had missed its turn, and the truck was backing up on the highway.
Right.
And the Hummer rear-ended the truck, and that turned into a fiery crash with a fatality.
It did.
Common sense, folks.
What do we do about that? I think what we do is slow down and pay attention, right? I mean, and again, in all of these cases, you can say, well, wait a minute. You're passing a semi? Hello? You know, I mean, was the conditions right for that? In the other, okay, the truck slows down to take a turn. Boom. Into the back of the semi. Well, you're not watching? Are you texting? Are you doing something else? I mean,
rule one, I tell everybody going to the oil patch, you get behind you get into the line of traffic and you stay there. If there's a passing lane, you can pass there. If there's not a passing lane, stay where you're at. It's the safest way to go. Stay where you're at. And we had this discussion last week about the, in normal or nuts, on the helmet laws. I don't even know if it would matter because I wouldn't ride a bike up in the oil patch. I would not ride my motorcycle in the oil patch.
By the way, they were both wearing helmets, just so you know.
But does it matter?
No, it didn't matter in this case.
No.
Here's the deal, though. I think we're all waiting for somebody to fix this, right? Okay, better roads or, you know, highway, rules of the road or more enforcement, more highway patrolmen, different speeds mandated. We're coming up with all these different ways to fix this. We're the solution. We're the solution by we're. I mean, those of us on the roads. You know, that's the only. That's every one of these could be prevented by somebody just doing something differently. And I think the two easiest words are just slow down. You used a couple of them earlier. Common sense. We're the problem. I don't think that anything anybody in government can do can fix this.
I really don't. I think we're the solution.
So it's hard not to read headlines like that after a weekend and know that this is weighing heavy on people's minds. The changes are everywhere, but I'd love to know if the audience thinks there's some easy solutions to this that include us rather than somebody else fixing us. Let us know at 800-228-0550. How about you? What's on your mind, Steve?
Student loans. This is just befuddling to me.
What about student loans?
I just paid off my student loans about 2 weeks ago. It felt great. It was awesome. I've been carrying that little albatross around my neck for a monthly payment for quite a while.
So you're happy?
Yeah, I'm exceedingly happy. Now, I took out student loans when the Bank of North Dakota ran the student loan program in North Dakota. The federal government took that away from the Bank of North Dakota. You know, interest rates were fairly high, but they were stable. You knew what you were getting. They would work with you if you were a little slow on a payment. There was some flexibility because it was a state-run program. The federal government is in the business, and I use that word very strongly, bold, larger print, big banner around it, business of student loans. And we hear from government, the federal government, talking about how we need to keep down the debt service for college graduates so they can get in the workplace and have a stable footing and not struggle and not be in such a deep hole. And then we've got the federal government in some cases doubling 12% interest rate for a student loan.
Well, they will.
Is that right?
They will on July 1 unless Congress acts, because it's a big political hot potato right now and the president's trying to get some political advantage out of it. So anyway, that's what's on Steve's mind. That's what's on my mind. Now the question is, what's on your mind? Let's go. 800-228-0550 next.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty sales center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes sales center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hinnon. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, or 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Mike in Trenton, North Dakota, which was near one of those accidents we were telling you about this weekend, is next to weigh in and tell us what's on his mind. Mike, go ahead.
Mike, I'm actually out here. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Sorry, we didn't hear you first. Go ahead, Mike.
All righty. Yep, I'm driving as we speak out here. I've actually give you a history. I drove a couple of years in Utah in the oil field, spent 2 years in Texas, and now I've been up here for 2 years. And what I've observed is the impatience of people up here in North Dakota, they just, everybody seems to be in a hurry and has no patience for, I mean, it's just a given that when you have a lot of trucks that are turning on and off the freeway, there's going to be slow moving traffic, and people just need to learn to be more patient with the trucks. It's just part of what's going on up here. And that's where the accidents are all happening, like that motorcycle incident. And actually, I was right there a mile away when it happened. And it was just the impatience of one person not liking to be behind a truck and whipping out without looking. And how many times do you see that going on? You hear about it over by Wofford City, up by Williston, over by Stanley. People are just in a hurry, and they just whip out to get around a slow-moving truck without really looking.
Mike, is it more a case that North Dakotans, and if you're going to point the finger at North Dakotans, we're just not used to having all that truck traffic. We're a rural state. We've always been a rural state. You get where you need to get going, and you're not used to having all that extra traffic. Is it a question of we're still a little behind on the learning curve, do you think?
I think so. You know, like I said, before I came up here to North Dakota, I spent 2 weeks in, or I'm sorry, 2 years in Texas, and to be honest, they are the most courteous and patient people down there. You'll see all the time, people will actually pull over to the side of the road to give somebody else the right of way. If a car or a truck's going down, even trucks, you know, if somebody, this is something I did in Texas, it's hard to do down here because there's not a lot of shoulders on the road, but if there was a car coming up behind me or a pickup truck and he was in a hurry and you could tell because they're right on your rear end, I would put my flashers on and move over to the side of the road to allow them to pass because they're obviously in a hurry to get someplace. And, you would see that all the time, just people showing courtesy to other people, and you just don't see that up here. I don't know what it is. There's just everybody just has no patience, and they just need to learn to be a little more patient.
Slow down. Be patient. Common sense. I'm with you on all those suggestions. Mike, thanks for the call. Jim and Beulah, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550.
Yeah. Just thinking we sure could use a little more four-lane out in this country, too.
You know, some of it goes back, I think, Mike, driving some other places, you mentioned the shoulders, where a lot of the roads where this heavy traffic is, the roads weren't built for that excess traffic. You don't have the shoulders. You don't have the extra lanes. That's something that the state and the DOT is working on, but it takes time, doesn't it, Jim?
It does. It does. I mean, I'm driving on Highway 200 right now, and as far as I'm concerned with all the power plants have been out there for 30 years. This highway should have been four lane 20 years ago.
And which highway are you talking again, Jim? Sorry?
Highway 200 from Beulah or from Washburn West. It should be four lane.
You know, and there's obviously zillions of dollars almost literally going in the way of improvements, but obviously they can't happen at the same time. You know, what we're talking about is in the meantime, while they're ramping up all that, and that makes it even more dangerous with all the construction that's going on trying to get it. You know, short of actual improvements to the roads and all the truck bypass and superhighways and all the different things that they're doing, what do you think drivers can do better to maneuver the roads in the meantime, Jim? Did we lose Jim?
Obviously, he's out in the oil patch.
We silenced him.
Hold him on there and see if we can get him back here if he gets a little bit better signal.
He's still on. I think it just, you know, by the way, there's something else we can improve, right? Cell phone
service. Cell service.
Must do us better. 800
depending on which carrier you have.
Yeah. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. These are, you know, decent suggestions. I think common sense, slowing down. You know, slowing down, common sense, and what was the common courtesy? Was that the suggestion from the caller in Trenton? Here's another one, Ryan.
The biggest thing is just slow down. It really
I agree.
Is.
That's why I say
slow down. You can't be in a hurry. And if you got a 2 o'clock appointment, you're going to have to leave a half hour earlier. It's just the, it's the way it is right now, and you need to acclimate to that, or people lose lives.
Back to the phones here, Ryan. You're in the patch. Go ahead, tell us what's on your mind, Ryan.
Yeah, just driving up in the oil patch, you see a lot of times where they do have the passing lane, and it's coming up a mile later, and you see these people driving, and you know, there's out of state plates too. It's just not North Dakota people, but you know, they're passing a mile before a passing lane, and you're wondering, is this the first time these people have been up here, or are they up here all the time? But people just are in way too big of a hurry.
There you go.
And, you know, One of the other things I notice on the passing lanes, too, is have you noticed how people will be driving 65 miles an hour or whatever the rate of speed is with traffic, and then they accelerate for this passing lane, and you can't get around them. And then they go right back to the slower speed. If you're leading the pack, and let the rest of the traffic get by.
Ryan, thanks for the call, by the way.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Jim and Beulah's back. Let's get Jim in here quickly. Managing the clock here. Go ahead and finish your comment, Jim. What suggestion would you tell folks?
My comment is I have a CDL and I have drove in the Stanley area, and the truckers respect the truckers. They're very courteous. It's the little vehicles that think that a 10,000-pound, 80,000-pound vehicle can stop at the same distance that a Ford Fiesta can stop. You know, you gotta use your mind a little bit. You gotta use that gray matter between your ears. If you pass a tandem axle gravel truck and you stop 100 yards in front of them, chances are you're gonna get run over. You know, you can't stop 50,000-60,000 pounds as fast, Jim, as you can a Ford Fiesta.
Jim, thanks for holding over when you lost a little cell service. We need to get back to the phones. Chuck and Stanley, what's on your mind today?
Jim, thanks for holding over when you lost a little cell service.
Chuck, turn your radio down.
Okay. Well, I just got a answer to some of them truckers that think it's the people from North Dakota. I drive 50,000 miles a year, and I have seen so many trucks that have just pulled out from stop signs, blocked the highway because they're in all four lanes. And I don't think it's the people of North Dakota as much as it is these truckers that don't know how to drive, the young ones that they're getting in here.
All right, Chuck, appreciate the call.
Thanks for the phone call. We all need to just get along. More phone calls after this on What's on Your Mind.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Get a couple of quick calls in here before we go to our guests. 800-228-0550, our telephone number. Don and Minot want to weigh in. Hello, Don. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys. Look, I drive the oil field. Well, I'm not in the oil field, but I go through Williston with a hopper trailer. And I avoid the place as much as possible. I hear the car guys in the pickups and cars are complaining, and then the guys in the trucks. And enough is enough, guys and gals. I mean, you're sitting there at a corner, you're angry because you're sitting there for like 3 or 4 minutes trying to get into traffic. People pull out, and there's nothing that any of us can do about it. I mean, until they do something to improve that road, we're stuck with it. So just grow up, everybody, and drive like you're supposed to. I'm running, roughly 92,000 pounds of product, and I'm standing on the brakes because somebody pulls out in front of me, and then if they can't do the speed limit, they'll do 55 miles an hour. So then I've got 5 or 10 cars and trucks backed up behind me thinking it's me and stuff. It's just ridiculous out there. If everybody would just grow up and start driving like they're supposed to, we can all get along.
Sounds to me like Don is agreeing with me that we're the problem more than anything. Rather than pointing to, we want more law enforcement, we want better roads, we want double this, double that, all of which, I think... plays a piece of this, but more than anything, you read these stories after another tough weekend and you say, we're the problem. Every point you can say, too fast, not paying attention, pulled out here, we're the problem. So slow down, common sense. Don, I agree with you. Steve, you wanted to ask him something too, didn't you?
It's frustrating. It really is frustrating until the roads get to the point where we can all get by on those roads together. And that's where the patience comes in. And I'm a horrible person when it comes to patience, despite the fact that I have a police officer sitting right here. I sometimes have a left foot. I'll admit that. But especially out in the country.
You can't in the patch. It's deadly. You just can't.
One thing that would help a lot, if there's enough shoulder room, and if the police don't mind us doing it, I pull out and I'll get on the shoulder until I can get up to speed, and I'll let everybody pass me, But some of these shoulders aren't wide enough for us to do it.
Right, it's where there's a shoulder.
That would cut out some of the problems if we could just get out there on the shoulder and run the shoulder for, a quarter mile, half mile, until we get up to speed.
Appreciate the call, Don.
Thanks for the phone call.
Thanks a lot.
Let's go to Rod in Bismarck real quick. Rod, what's on your mind?
Yeah, it's about tuition at the North Dakota colleges. The legislature for the next biennium passed a $1.4 billion bill to fund the colleges. And then after 2 weeks after the session concluded, the board allowed the colleges to raise the rates from 5% to 8% for their tuition. And then you have fees, which are just as much as the tuition. And then you have books, which are $700 a semester.
Sometimes a book.
Yeah. Well, for a little hint out there, people that want to save about $1,400, you can get on eBay and you can save about $1,400 a year on books.
And sometimes after another good way too to save some money on that is the e-books. A lot of those books you can get downloaded as well. Thanks for the phone call. Scott and Center. One more quick question or call. What's on your mind today?
Hi. See, I first started driving in the oil field in 1980. I was 20 years old. Moved rigs and tankers. I'm 54 years old now. And since, I probably got about a million miles all over the country on semis or pulling trailers. And the patience, yes, is the big issue. The roads need to be improved. But another thing is, if I read what you were talking about, the one individual that missed his turn and he was backing down the highway. I mean,
you know, the semi driver was. So in that case, it was obviously the semi driver's fault.
Yeah. Come on. Where's the brains is the simple way of saying it. He killed an individual. There should be penalties for that. They just made stricter drunk and driving laws for idiots that drive drunk. When somebody makes a stupid mistake like that, if that's vehicular homicide or negligent homicide, and the same thing goes with the guy driving the van, pulling out and killing the two motorcyclists. That's negligent homicide, vehicular homicide, and the penalty should be there, and it should be advertised that if you do something this stupid, you're going to jail for 10, 20, 30 years or whatever.
Steve, Scott, rather than center, hang on. We're going to ask our guests about this. We asked our guests to come on and talk about a spike in crime and whether or not this is a crime problem. In other words, whether or not we have a crime problem in North Dakota, or we simply have a product of statistics. More of everything means you have more people, and obviously a spike in crime included in that, but we certainly can ask them also about a lot of the sentiments from the callers regarding the traffic issues. On the phone with us today is the Sheriff of Williams County, Scott Bushing. Sheriff Bushing, nice to have you back. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
And in the studio today is the Police Chief of Bismarck, who joins us to talk a little bit about this as well, Chief Donlin. Dan Donlin, the Police Chief of Bismarck Police Department. Chief Donlin, thanks for joining.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here. Appreciate that.
And we welcome more of your calls in the year. We're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about crime being a problem, not only in the, you saw some statistics recently in Burley County being up, but also obviously hear a lot about it in the oil patch from these two experts. Any questions or comments you have for them are welcome. But let's start, Sheriff, on this traffic issue. We just read a bushel full of headlines about another tough weekend and had a lot of calls with different suggestions. Are we the problem more so than more laws, more enforcement, better highways?
Well, yeah, I don't know. The laws aren't being obeyed now, so I don't know how more laws are going to help.
What's the biggest culprit?
Well, probably just the congestion. You know, your reaction time is greatly reduced because you're bumper to bumper, side by side. You know, and these guys aren't driving Priuses out here. They're driving Kenworths. So, you know, braking time, and there's a lot of inexperienced drivers out here, too. You know, they just got their CDL not too long ago, and they jump in a truck, and that doesn't make them a truck driver yet.
Sheriff Bushing, Steve Bonkin here. Is part of it the roads? Is a part of it just being impatient drivers? Is there one thing you can point to that's more of a culprit than anything else? Or is it just a combination of some inexperienced CDL drivers, inexperienced residents with all the increased traffic, the lack of adequate roads for right now? Is it a combination problem?
It's a combination problem. You know, the roads here weren't designed for this type of traffic. You know, 13, 15, 18,000 vehicles a day going by one spot. We just weren't designed for that. We're mostly two-lane roads out here other than Highway 2. And a combination, again, inexperienced drivers, impatient drivers. Yeah, it's everything. You name it, we got it.
We wanted to talk a little bit about that just because obviously we're getting a lot of calls about another weekend of accidents, which is nothing new. And it ties into our greater topic, which was crime statistics. And Chief Donlin, I want to talk to you about that as well. You know, big headline last week, 70% spike in crime in Burley County. As Steve and I were bantering back and forth last week that really this is just the case that there's more of everything in North Dakota. And obviously with more activity, with more people, there's going to be more crime. Do we have a crime problem, or do we have a challenge of just more of everything going on in North Dakota?
Well, I think that every community has a crime problem. Whenever crime exists, you've got a problem. Police departments and law enforcement work together with the community. You mentioned it earlier. Is it a people problem or a police problem? It's both. We need the community's assistance in helping the police by reporting crimes, by reporting suspicious activities, and things like that. So anytime you've got, you know, crime in the area, and of course there's an increase in influx of people, that's not where all the crime lies. It's not that that's not necessarily the issue. It's local people committing these crimes as well. And we just need to work together to address that problem and keep hacking at it.
Sheriff, same question for you. Is this a crime problem in the oil patch where you're at in Williams County, or is this just there's more of everything?
It's just more of everything. I don't believe that our crime rate has gone up, although the severity of the crimes, I believe, has. But it's just more people, more crime.
And what are the stats, Chief, in that regard? Is it sheer numbers that you just have, there's more calls because there's more people, there's more things happening? I mean, look at the recent uptick in the economic activity. North Dakota's a booming state. I mean, you have, just huge increases in sales tax collections and purchases, as an example, and growth. So, is this just a numbers game? There's more people, so you're doing it, or do you have alarming statistics on actual crime that you see getting out of control?
I don't see the alarming statistics of the crime getting out of control. It's an issue of there's more people in town. Our motor vehicle break-ins, of course, those decreased in 2012, which is a good thing. But the numbers are still high. They're still in the 400 range, so we'd like to get that down. Opportunity, if people are giving the criminals more opportunity to commit these crimes, leaving valuables in their cars, leaving their doors unlocked, things like that. We just had a couple of people that moved here. I believe it was from the Seattle area. A couple male individuals came out to get a job, apparently had difficulty finding one, so they decided to go commit some burglaries in town while they stayed at a local hotel. So there's different things like that.
One of the questions I've got is, where do you see the rise in crime? And is there a differentiation between in Bismarck and out in the oil patch? And Chief Donlan, what are the biggest increases in crime, the types of crime in the Bismarck area?
The issues that we're seeing, that we're kind of identifying, are the back to the rise in the aggravated assaults. Assaults as a whole have increased a little bit, simple assaults, aggravated assaults. But 58% of all those assaults are domestic violence related. So that's an issue in and of itself as well. On the property side, we're seeing our burglaries are on the rise, whether it's commercial burglaries or residential burglaries, construction sites, storage units, things like that. We're seeing that go up. So those are the ones that are concerning to us. And again, just people need to take the proper precautions minimizing that opportunity for them to become a victim.
Sure. Scott in Center, North Dakota, for our guest, talking to crime, talking traffic. Go ahead, Scott, your question.
I got a, I don't know if a question or a comment, but he said more, we got laws on the books and whatnot. Yeah, we do, but a lot with stricter penalties like I was talking about, but also with my experience driving, when I was 20 years old and I came out here and I was driving in the Badlands out there, that's where I learned, up and down them hills, and these were old white Western Star old truck, not the stuff they have now. And I was taught by an individual that the company I was working for put you in with somebody for a period of time. It was like a month or whatever it was, to you're basically like apprentice. You had to go through that time period, and they evaluated you, and he determined whether you were able to handle that.
Scott is suggesting with more experience is necessary, and we'll give the sheriff a chance to address that on the other side of the break. Scott, thanks for the call. You want to hang on for the answer? Go ahead. Others waiting to weigh in. Don't touch that dial. We'll continue after this.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the bit geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First off, learn about it. If somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. All the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital of North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nesset Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessetconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schultz and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hammond, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Sheriff Bushing, your response to Scott up in center on his question?
Well, yeah, that would help. There's a lot of things that would help. I kind of wonder if maybe being paid by the hour rather than the barrel would slow some down. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of excellent truck drivers up here. We're not talking about all of them. But, you know, some increased enforcement on truck safety. I know that when we have done saturations up here, we've found quite a few trucks that are out of code. A lot of people not meeting the CDL requirements, a lot of citations for that. So, there isn't just one answer to making things safe. It's got to be a combination of things.
Sheriff Bushing, another question. I asked Dan what some of the increases in crime that he sees in Bismarck are. What are some of the specific increases where you see a rise that may be a little bit out of the norm as far as the numbers that you have up in Williston?
Well, I'm going to echo what Dan had to say. Aggravated assaults are way up around here, as are all assaults. DUIs, are way up. A lot of thefts and big time thefts. I mean, missing payloaders and bulldozers and skid steers, generators, lake plants, things like that. They go missing on a regular basis.
Another call waiting. Let's get to these folks. Terry and Mandan has a question on the crime issue. Go ahead, Terry. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you for taking my call. My question is to the all law enforcement. Would it help for a combined database for the employers to give you information on whom they've hired for their positions for truck driving and so forth? And the other question that I have on that is, what percentage of the accidents are attributed to commercial drivers in your area? Thank you.
All right. First of all, on maybe Chief Donlin, you want to take the question of coordination between law enforcement and employers. Would that help on the crime situation to know who would be on the lookout for?
Well, you know, we have some of that, of course, in the sex offender registration database. That's already out there and current and available to law enforcement that we hopefully know who's moving into the community. A little bit of that, you know, may be nice, but a lot of the criminal histories when somebody hires somebody doesn't get put out to the public or put out to law enforcement. Many times we just come across that as we run into individuals and check their backgrounds and then kind of learn of the sordid history that they may or may not have.
And percentage-wise, Sheriff, you know, if you had to be put on the spot and say, is the problem more from the commercial drivers versus the normal traffic, what would it be?
No, not even close. I don't have those percentages, but and you got to understand, almost everybody up here has got a commercial driver's license, whether they're employed in the oil field at this time or driving truck or anything. That, you know, who knows? But most of the commercial drivers are better drivers.
Are better drivers, okay.
Are better drivers.
Got it. Carol and Minot, you're next for our guests on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Carol.
I have a comment for the people that that think they need to complain about everybody that lives here. When you go to the grocery store, you ride the bus, anywhere you go, they're always complaining about the people here are so rude and they're so mean. Well, you know, they came in from wherever they're from to take our jobs, take our money, live in our houses. If they're so unhappy, the highways, head back out of town, go back to your state of poverty and unemployment.
How much, Carol, you're saying we're booming and enjoy it or don't be a part of it?
Well, bloom where you're planted. If you're not happy, leave. If all you want to do is complain about the people that live here, we're pretty nice people. And if all you have to do is complain, pack your boxes and hit the highway. They head out of town the same as they brought you here.
I was kind of curious, Sheriff, if you see this as an us versus them, do you see some of that? I mean, do you know, obviously in the crime issue, I know a lot of folks say, well, the crime's problem because people from outside are coming in and causing the crime problem rather than realizing that, again, it's just there's more of everything. So obviously
no,
there's going
I've
to be statistically.
I've got a lot of locals in my jail, so I don't subscribe to that. There are some complainers on both sides, whether it's locals or the imports. But I got to say that, you know, a vast majority of these people that are coming in are real decent people. They're coming from hard times. You know, they've got a house someplace that's underwater. They'd like to buy a house here, but they can't. They don't have any credit. You know, they're making big money, and they're sending a lot of the money out. But slowly but surely, we're seeing those folks put some roots down. You know, they're trying to get a house. They're working on getting a house. Some of them are getting houses. They're bringing their families up here, so we get somebody to work in the Walmarts and the Dairy Queens. It's slow, but it's coming.
Sheriff, let's ask both of you this question before we let you go, and I'll start, I guess, with the chief. You know, if, magic wand, what would you do is this just a matter of time and catching up? And what's the fix here, crime-wise, traffic-wise, all of it?
Well, from the traffic perspective, since I didn't get a chance to talk on that here in Bismarck, but I echo what Sheriff Bushing had to say, impatience. You know, people are used to trying, being able to get through the city of Bismarck from one end to the other in, you know, 10, 15 minutes maybe, when it was high traffic time. Now it takes a lot longer. We have traffic issues that are backing up and people need to take their time. So, it's just patience. Awareness and taking those steps that you can personally take to minimize those chances of becoming a victim, you know, to a crime.
Thank you both. We'll have you back. Fascinating topic, and we appreciate you very much. More of your calls when we continue. Thanks to the sheriff. Thanks to the chief for joining us on this important topic today. And What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinton. More after this short timeout. Don't touch that dial. 800-228-0550. I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. That's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give it 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up, order, fund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to getridofsmellnow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. Getridofsmellnow.com, 100% money back guarantee. You can't beat it. And it's North Dakota made.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.